哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with everybody.
我们今天早上的题目是与神团契。
Today our topic is having fellowship with God.
我们过去四堂从约翰一书讲了生命之道。
Over the last four sermons, we've talked about the word of life.
我们要看见生命之道。
We need to be able to see the word of life.
听见生命之道。
We need to hear the word of life.
摸到生命之道。
We need to touch it as well.
最后要传扬生命之道。
And then we need to preach about this word of life.
那之后我们要怎么做呢？
And then next, what should we do?
我们被神拣选进到教会里面。
We have been chosen by God to enter into this church.
我们要过，开始要过团契的生活。
We need to start living a life of fellowship.
所以接下来约翰长老告诉我们怎么样来过团契的生活。
Next, the elder John tells us how to live a life of fellowship.
我们看约翰一书的第一章。
Let us read 1 John chapter 1.
第三节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 3.
约翰一书的一章的第三节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 3.
我们一起读。
Let us read it together.
第三节。
Verse
3. 一二三。我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子基督耶稣相交的。这里告诉我们，听了这个福音之后，我们要做什么事情
？After we listen to this gospel, what should we do?
我们要开始要建立两种很重要的关系。
We have to establish two very important relationships.
这两种关系呢，可以用十字架来代表。
And this type of relationship can be explained by the cross or represented by the cross.
十字架就是基督教的一个代表的符号。
We know that the cross is a symbol of the Christian church.
是由两条线来组成的。
It consists of two beams.
也可以用这两条线来形容我们信了主之后两种最重要的关系。
These two lines or beams can also represent the relationships that are in this church.
第一条呢，就是直的。
The first is the vertical line.
这条线呢，代表我们跟至高神的关系。
And what this vertical line represents is our relationship with the God Most High.
神在天上那么高。
Because God is in heaven and He is so high.
那我们怎么样可以跟他建立关系呢
？How is it that we can establish a relationship with Him?
因为从圣经里面看，我们跟神其实应该可以有很亲密的关系的。
From the point of view of the Bible, we should be able to have an intimate relationship with God.
不是只是说哦，很害怕神啊，整天怕神刑罚。
We should not just be fearful of His judgment.
是应该可以跟神很亲近的。
We should be able to be very close to God.
所以这种关系就是要透过团契来建立起来。
This type of relationship is established through fellowship.
另外一种团契呢，就是人与人之间的关系了。
The other fellowship is that with men.
就是用横的那条线来代表。
Which is represented by the horizontal line.
好，那我们早上呢，来专注于讲神跟人之间的这种关系。
This morning we will be talking about the relationship between man and God.
今天你可能看到这个题目与神团契，可能觉得有点奇怪。
You might think it's strange when you hear the topic having fellowship with God.
通常我们说团契都是青年团契、老人团契、中年团契，怎么会有跟神团契呢
？When we refer to fellowship, we often refer to youth fellowship or the working youth fellowship or the fellowship of those who are more elderly.
其实我们看回来刚刚所读过的约翰一书一章的第三节。
If we turn back to 1 John chapter 1 verse 3,
这里说我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
It says that our fellowship is with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ.
英文没有问题啊 ，fellowship。中文这个字呢，以前的中文把它翻成相交，其实这是翻成团契。
So in the Chinese, the word fellowship was actually translated to interaction.
那其实就是团契的意思。
Which is the meaning of fellowship.
什么叫做团契呢
？What is the meaning of fellowship?
我们知道圣经原来是希腊文写的。
We know that the Bible is written in the Greek.
团契这个字的原文啊，就是分享的意思。
The original text of fellowship means to share.
你的给我的，我的给你的，就是一种团契了。
A type of fellowship is where I give you what I have and you give me what you have.
就好像我们如果有 potluck， 我们加拿大人就喜欢 potluck 啊，大家去一个地点，大家带一道菜来，哦，这也是一种分享。
For example, as Canadians, we really like potluck where everyone brings a dish. This is a type of sharing.
这种就是分享食物啊。
This is to share food.
但是我们跟神之间呢，怎么样来做一种生命的分享呢
？But with God, how can we share in life?
当然神已经先要把他的生命要分享给我们。
God has already shared his life with us.
但是问题是有时候我们得不到。
The problem is that we sometimes cannot receive this life.
有时候这个这条管子啊，本来神要把他的恩典生命留给我们的，这个管子塞住了。
Because this pipe in which the life is to flow to us is actually blocked.
这种我们跟神的团契啊，有时候断掉了，或者是不清楚了，不强烈了。
Sometimes the fellowship between us and God is actually broken and it's not clear.
也不容易看到有些弟兄姐妹信了主很久，但是对神没有什么感觉。
And some of us members have believed in Jesus for a long time, but we don't have any feeling towards God.
教会我们是有来的，但是呢，感觉不到神。
We come to church, yes, but we do not feel God.
我们生活当中很忙碌。
We are very busy in our daily lives.
信了主那么久了，但是信仰并没有进步。
Although we believed in God for a very long time, we have not improved in our faith.
啊，信仰呢，都是这种表面化的一种生活。
Because our faith is merely superficial.
所以我们要重新看一个问题。
Let us think about the problem.
那怎么样跟神再一次的建立这种团契的生活
？How is it that we can reestablish this fellowship with God?
让神的生命啊，源源不绝的可以流到我们的生命里面。
So that God's life unstoppingly can flow into our lives.
这是一个属灵的关键。
This is a spiritual concept.
那我们最重要的讲一点。
Let's talk about one point.
什么东西阻挡我们跟神的团契
？What is it that's blocking our fellowship with God?
让神的生命流不到我们这边，或是很弱。
So that God's life does not flow into us, or that we feel very weak.
或者是我们的祷告也上不去神那边。
Or that our prayer cannot be lifted up to God.
上不去，恩典就下不来啊。
Because if our prayers are not lifted up, then grace cannot flow down.
下不来，你就体验不到神的恩典。
And if grace does not flow down to us, then we cannot feel the grace of God.
信仰就不冷不热。
Then our faith becomes lukewarm.
那到底问题是出在哪里
？Where does the problem lie？
啊，其实问题是我们没有很诚实的对付我们里面的罪的问题。
The problem is that we have not truthfully looked at the sin that's within us.
那我们看约翰一书的第一章。
Let us read First John chapter one.
第五节。
Verse five.
约翰一书一章的第五节。
First John chapter one, verse five.
约翰一书的这个没有跟着我跑啊，那好像哦。还在这个，难怪你们都没关系，自己读圣经，不要靠那个啊！我已经讲很多次了，自己带自己圣经，自己读自己的圣经。
But that's okay. We can read our own Bibles.
好，约翰一书的一章的第五节。
First John chapter one verse five.
一章的第五节，一二三。
Let's read.
神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见要报给你们的信息。第六节，我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗旅行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。这里告诉我们怎样与神团契啊。
This tells us how we should establish a fellowship with God.
这里说神本身就是光。
This tells us that God himself is light.
在他里面呢是没有黑暗的。
In him there's no darkness.
就好像我们的灯全开了，外面又有光，你看这个会堂就很亮啊，没有一个点是黑暗的。
It's just like when we turn on the lights in the chapel, there's no dark place here.
除非有某一个地方完全盖住，他故意不接受这个光。
But perhaps there's a place which is entirely covered and it does not accept this light.
啊，完全盖住了，好一个箱子了，或者是一个房间完全盖住。
For example, a room which is entirely covered or a box which is entirely covered.
啊，那你收不了它的光，你当然就跟那个光就没有关系了。
If the light does not shine into it, then there's no light at that place.
啊，这里说所谓的黑暗就代表罪。
This tells us that darkness represents sin.
神是光，在它里面毫无黑暗。
Because God is light, and in Him there's no darkness.
所以，如果一个人说我已经信了基督了，我是一个基督徒了。
If someone says that I believe in Christ and I am a Christian.
但是呢，他仍在黑暗当中行走。
But he walks in darkness.
这是神照他的，他照他的光，他讲他的，而你做你的。
That is God is shining His light. However, He does His own actions.
那你们两个就没有交流了，没有关联呢
？Then that person and God has no interaction.
完全没有关系了。
They have no relationship at all.
这个就有可能发生在我们今天信主的人身上。
This could be manifest in our lives today.
哦，我们知道神是光。
We know that God is light.
但是我们生活当中还在走在黑暗里面。
Yet in our lives we still walk in darkness.
啊，我记得以前在肯亚，在非洲第一次去那边的时候。
I remember when I first went to Kenya.
哇，去到很乡下的地方啊。
I went to a very rural place.
那么根本都没有电。
There was no electricity there.
一晚上啊，全部都是外面的黑黑，房子也是黑，外面也是黑。
At night, outside was dark. All the houses was dark. Everywhere was dark.
那最好就是早点睡觉了。
The best was to sleep early.
其实没有电也好，没有电就等于没有电视，没有电脑，就是要睡觉。
Some good points about not having electricity is that we can sleep early because there's no computer and there's no electricity at all.
大家都八点钟九点就可以睡觉。
People sleep at 8 or 9 o'clock.
因为农夫他们五点钟就要起来耕田了。
The farmers need to get up at 5 very early to work their field.
但是问题是睡到一半要上来要起来上厕所啊。
But the problem is that when you sleep in the night and then you wake up to use the bathroom.
如果非洲房子里面没有厕所，要到外面田里面。
There are no washrooms inside the houses in Africa in this place, so you have to go to the field.
哇，就是那么黑暗，在外面走路就很危险。
It is very dangerous to go outside and walk in this darkness.
那么厕所又是一个洞，两条木头，你要站得好好的，不然掉到下面去。
And the washroom is merely a hole in the ground on which you have to stand on 2 planks, and if you don't stand properly, you will fall.
哇，那还好，还有带手电筒。
At least we brought flashlights with us.
哇，那回来的时候呢？
How about when we return from the washroom?
每一个房子都长得差不多。
All the houses look the same.
啊，没有门牌。
There's no number on these doors.
怎么找我要去的地方呢？怎么找我原来的屋子呢？
How is it that we can even see the house where I was in before?
那后来要暗暗的地方还是找错，跑到别人的家里。
And it turns out that I went to the wrong house.
哇，他。怎么这个门口有一只羊的？刚出来的时候门口没有羊的。
Why is this sheep in front of the door that I in the house that I went to? Because when I left this house, there's no sheep there.
所以我就吓一大跳了啊。
That's why I was shocked.
没关系了，不用这个了，我就直接讲所以我们真的要走在光明里面。
That is why we need to walk in the light.
没有光明里面，你就会走错路，你就会掉下去一个地方里面。
If we do not walk in the light, then we'll go the wrong way and we'll fall down.
那我们今天想想看，我们现在信了主那么久了，是不是还走在光明里面呢？
Today, although we've believed in God for a very long time, we must ask ourselves, are we still walking in this light?
还是我们有自己的黑暗人生？
Or do we live in the darkness of our own lives?
我们来教会是一个样子。
We come to the church superficially only.
去聚会啊，穿得很整齐啊。
When I come to church, I dress very nicely.
但是私底下我们有另外一个黑暗的心中的黑暗的生活。
Within my heart, though, I live a life of darkness.
其实啊，每一个人心中啊，都有一些黑暗的角落。
In fact, there are some dark corners in each and every one of our hearts.
是别人看不见的。
It's the corners that other people cannot see.
可能你在暗中所做的一些行为。
Perhaps some actions that we're doing in the darkness.
或者是在线上看过的，或者是发表一些言论。
Or perhaps it's some type the actions that we take or what our eyes have seen.
或者是你在暗地当中跟某一些朋友去某一些地方。
Or perhaps we've gone to some places that we shouldn't have with our friends.
哇，认为这个世界很黑暗。
Because this world is full of darkness.
现在的电影、现在的漫画、现在的小说都喜欢讲黑暗的东西。
All the social media out there and all the movies out there and all entertainment like to talk about darkness.
它是所谓的讲人性的黑暗。
Because it's talking about the darkness that is natural within us.
比如说犯罪的电影啊。
For example, movies that are very sinful.
哇，大家对这个很有兴趣。哦，坏人怎么可以做那么多坏事？他们怎么那么聪明啊？
Everyone really enjoys these movies because they think about, oh, look at what these bad guys do, what they do. They're very intelligent in what they do.
或者是一些家庭的问题啊，一些犯罪啊，婚姻破裂的事情。
Or it talks about broken families and broken marriages.
电影最喜欢讲那种扭曲了的关系，扭曲了的男女关系。
And the movies like to talk about twisted relationships between men and women.
这个都是心中的黑暗。
This is a darkness inside the heart.
现在连那些迪士尼卡通啊、电影啊，都是在讲比较黑暗的东西啊。
Even the Disney movies nowadays talk about more dark topics.
所以我们要问自己，我们是不是心中还有某一个角落，是主耶稣的光还没有照进来的？
Therefore, we must ask ourselves, is there a corner in our heart in which Jesus' light has not yet reached?
曾经有一个弟兄呢。
There's a brother.
在其他的国家。
In a different country.
他疫情当中那几年呢，在家里很无聊。
In the pandemic, he was very bored.
又不能上学。
Because he could not go to school.
又不能在外面找朋友。
And he could not find his friends.
但是他没有看重自己的灵修，也没有常常检视他自己的内心。
What he did not do was examine his heart, nor cultivate his spirituality.
很空虚，在网络上随便看东西。
He is very bored, and he always was on the internet looking at many things.
越看，他头脑就越复杂了。
The more he looked at these things, the more complicated his mind became.
他对罪的东西越来越有兴趣。
He had more and more interest towards things which were sinful.
在网络上也交了一些外面的朋友。
He also made some friends over the internet.
等到可以外面接触了，他就去找那些朋友了。
When society opened up, he finally went and found these friends which he made on the internet.
因为太久没有跟人家接触了。
Because he had not interacted with people for such a long time.
那么教会也关闭啊。
The church was also closed.
哇，外面可以找朋友多好。
He felt it was so good to finally be able to reach out to his friends.
外面的朋友叫他喝酒。
And the friends from outside church taught him how to drink.
叫他抽烟。
Taught him how to smoke.
他一下子全部学起来了。
He learned all these things together.
因为以前没有做过那么刺激的东西。
Because he had never done these things in the past.
因为从小在教会长大。
He was brought up in the church.
父亲还是教会的工人。
And his parents were also workers inside the church.
他在教会里面都要表现出一个很好的样子。
He had a very good image inside the church.
但是一下子都被外面的黑暗吸引了。
But in an instant, he was taken by the darkness outside.
马上染了很多不好的习惯啊。
He built up very many, many bad habits.
一开始他很开心。
At first, he was very joyful.
很刺激啊。
He felt that this was all very interesting.
但是过了一段时间之后，
After a period of time,
他心中觉得很虚空。
He felt very empty inside his heart.
觉得很害怕。
He felt very fearful.
怎么我变成这样的人？
How is it that I've become this person?
他来教会，后来教会开放，他也会来教会，大家不知道他心中的那种黑暗。
When the church finally opened, he came at the church, but no one saw the darkness which was inside his heart.
他还参加查经啊，做圣工啊。
He also participated in the sacred work and he had Bible study.
但是神早就知道他心中有黑暗。
However, God knew that there was darkness inside his heart.
他没有行在光明当中。
He was not walking in the light.
他行在黑暗里面。
He was walking in the darkness.
所以第六节说，我们若说与神相交，人在黑暗里行，就是说谎话。
That is why verse 6 says, if we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in darkness, we lie.
不是我们用嘴巴说谎话。
It's not that we lie with our mouths.
是整个人的生命就是一个谎话。
It is our entire life is a lie.
这个弟兄后来呢，他悔改。
Then this brother repented.
因为有人发现他这种的问题。
Because someone found out about his problem.
有人警告他。
And someone warned him.
如果你这样走下去。
If you continue in your ways.
你会失去你的永生。
Then you will lose your eternal life.
你会让神失望。
God will be very disappointed.
也会让你爸爸失望。
And you will be, and your parents will be very disappointed with you.
他心中经过一个很大很大的挣扎。
He had a very great strife within his heart.
后来在神面前痛哭悔改。
Then he repented bitterly in front of God.
不能再这样走。
He could no longer walk down this path.
不能在黑暗里面走下去。
He could no longer walk in the path of darkness.
我们今天一定要回想自己心中这个空间。
Today we must think about the space in our hearts.
像这个空房间，这个会堂，我们知道上面有灯，旁边也有窗户。
Just like this chapel, we know that in the ceiling there are lights and on the side there are windows.
我们的目的就是让整个空间，每一个空间都有光照的。
The purpose is so that every corner and every space inside this building is filled with light.
没有东西是隐藏的。
There's nothing which is hidden.
如果任何东西有任何个角落照不到，可能里面就会发霉了，或者是有一些不好的细菌就会滋生了。
Because if there is a corner in which light cannot reach, perhaps this corner will grow mold.
今天我们真的跟随主耶稣基督。
Today we need to truly follow the Lord Jesus.
不要做一个表面的人。
We should not be a superficial person.
我要说我有来敬拜就可以了。
We should not just say that it's okay if I just come and worship.
主耶稣的光有没有真正照进你心中的隐暗的角落？
Has Jesus' light truly penetrated into the darkest corners of our heart?
我们的言语。
Our speech,
我们的思想
our thoughts,
我们的行为
our actions,
是不是在家里是一个样，来到教会又另外一个样？
Do we do all these things differently at home versus what we are in church?
如果是的话，这个真光还没有照到你那个阴暗的角落。
If we've answered yes to this question, then the light has not yet shone into these corners.
这样跟太太讲话的吗？
We talk like this to our wife.
这样对待丈夫吗？
We talk like this to our husband.
这样对你的父母吗？
And this is how we treat our parents.
如果是的话，这个你还没有跟神相交啊。
Then we have not established this fellowship with God.
怎么跟神团契呢？
How is it that we can have this fellowship with God?
和我们看约翰福音的第一章。
Let us read John chapter 1.
第九节。
John chapter 1, verse 1. Verse 9.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
我们先看第五节。
Verse 5.
约翰福音一章的第五节。
John chapter 1, verse 5.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光啊！你看，这个有一个很悲伤的一种情况。
This is a very tragic situation.
光已经照到世界了。
Because the light has shone into the world.
这个光就是主耶稣基督啊。
And this light is Jesus Christ.
这是生命之道。
This is the word of life.
这个光已经来到世界了。
This light has come to the earth.
已经照了，照出来了。
It has shone. It has shone out.
把黑暗的角落要照出来了。
It wants to shine upon the darkest corners.
但是黑暗却不接受光。
But the darkness has not understood it. It has not accepted it.
不是每一个黑暗的人都要接受光的。
Not everyone in which there's darkness wants to accept this light.
我们知道，如果你在黑暗的空间久了，你的瞳孔就已经放大了。
If we stay in a dark part for a very long time, then our pupil will be bigger.
对了，要么那如果突然间很大的光，你就哇，眼睛很刺眼。
But if all of a sudden there's a very strong light which shines upon us, then our eyes will hurt.
你赶快说关掉，关掉，我不要了。
And we will say, turn off this light because I don't want it.
像以前那些矿工啊，矿工如果在这个矿场里面，那个 miner 啊，他们在地底工作久了，一上来那个眼睛不行了，那要戴眼镜。
For example, miners once they come out of the ground, they will need to wear dark glasses.
因为他不喜欢那个光太强了。
Because he does not like the strong light.
当时主耶稣基督是世界的光，来到世上，把人的黑暗，把人的罪指出来。
Jesus Christ has come into this earth. He has shone his light to show us sin.
但是很多人不喜欢啊。
But many people don't like this.
你怎么讲我？
Because they feel like they're being accused.
你怎么批评我？
Why are you criticizing me?
怎么说我是罪人？
How can you tell me that I'm a sinner?
今天很多人不喜欢被人家讲哦。
There are many people who don't like being rebuked by others.
我们不要以为说我们信了主的，我们就很谦卑啊，就很容易被人家讲。
We should not think that just because we believe in God that we're very humble and we can receive criticism from others.
有些时候信主越久啊，脸皮越薄。
Sometimes the more that we believe in Christ, the thicker our skin becomes.
刚信主的慕道者，哇，我是罪人啊，我是不好啊，你们要多指教我啊。
When we first believe as a truth seeker, we feel that we are doing very poorly and we want to be taught well.
哇，信主久了。
But after believing in Christ for a long time,
不能被人家讲。
We don't like being rebuked by others.
被人家批评一下，不高兴。
Once we're criticized or accused by others, then we become very unhappy.
被人家说你做得不好，不高兴。
If we're told that we're not doing well, then we'll become very unhappy.
当然不是每一个批评都是对的。
Not every accusation is correct.
但是有些时候我们还是要检讨自己。
But at times we do need to examine ourselves.
有时候听道理，哇，神的真光照进来了。
Sometimes when we listen to the sermon, the light of God shines in us.
你怎么跟神相交呢？
How is it that we can have fellowship with God?
如果我们都觉得说你凭什么讲我？
If we just say, how can you tell me this?
为什么台上老师在讲我？
Why is the teacher on the pulpit rebuking me?
或是你配偶很真诚的去提醒你每一件事某一件事情？
Or if your spouse is truly using their heart to tell you about something.
你反应很大。
But you have a very big reaction.
哇，不但只不改，还翻脸，还吵架。
Not only do you not change, but it turns into an argument.
那很可能在黑暗的是你自己。
Then perhaps the person who's in darkness is you.
所以这里光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
This light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it.
不能跟神团契了。
You cannot have a fellowship with God.
因为你不接受他。
Because you have not accepted him.
光是让你刺眼的，是让你难受的。
Light is to blind you a little bit and to also make you feel uncomfortable.
但是光是对你好的。
But light is good for you.
因为我们有些地方自己真的看不见。
Because there are some parts of us which we truly cannot see.
我们看第九节。
Let us read verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
那光一起读。那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人啊。那光是真光。
This is a true light.
那个光是谁？
Who's this light?
耶稣基督啊。
It is Jesus Christ.
他不是太阳的光，也不是电灯的光。
He's not the light of the sun, nor the light of the light bulbs.
他是属灵的光啊。
But rather, he's a spiritual light.
所以当我们与神相交的时候，
When we have this fellowship with God,
我们来听道理，道理就是神的光。
When we listen to the word, this word is the light of God.
哇，如果真的听了道理，
If we've truly heard the word,
哇，觉得很扎心啊，觉得我自己太差劲，我太缺乏，我太亏欠神。
We will be cut to the heart, and we will feel that we truly are come short of God.
每个礼拜我们回去都想着说，我怎么可以改变我自己？
Every week when we go back from church, we will think about ways to change ourselves.
啊，我的罪那么大，我的软弱那么多，主耶稣怎么可以原谅我？
Because I have such a great weakness and I have so many sins, how is it that God can have mercy on me?
诶，那这个光照进来了。
Now this light has shone in.
照进来了，因为对你有反应了。
It has shone into us because now we have a reaction towards it.
但是如果一个光一直照进来，神的道理一直进来，我们想要跟神团契，但是我们没有想要去改变的这种心态。
Yet on in another instance, if the light keeps on shining in, but we do not have the heart to change,
那这样怎么跟神相交呢？
Then how is it that we can have this fellowship with God?
难怪常常来到神的面前没有什么感觉。
That is why we don't have any feeling when we come in front of God.
所以我们要怎么样来跟神相交？
How is it that we can have this fellowship with God?
光进来，我们就要悔改了。
When the light shines into us, we must repent.
我们看约翰一书。
Let us turn back to John, First John.
第一章。
First John,
verse chapter 1. Verse 7. 1 John 1, verse 7.
First John, chapter 1, verse 7.
1, 2, 3. 我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。这里说怎么样跟神相交。
This tells us how we should have fellowship with God.
这是要解决罪啊。
This fellowship, the first thing is to solve the problem of sin.
怎么样解决那个挡住我们跟神团契的东西？
How is it that we can solve this problem which blocks our fellowship with God?
这里说是他儿子耶稣的血。
This is the blood of Jesus Christ, his son.
你想跟神很熟啊？
We want to be very familiar with God.
你靠自己捐钱啊，做得功德啊，没有用的。
But we cannot do it out of our good works nor out of donations.
你做再多的功德，你捐再多的钱，再吃斋，再做好事也没有用。
No matter how many good works we do, nor how much money that we donate, this will be all useless.
有人说我是个好人呢，我为什么要相信神？
I will say I'm a good person. Why is it that I need to believe in God?
我没有做坏事，没有犯法。
Because I have not done anything against the law, nor have I done anything bad.
我为什么要相信耶稣？
Why is it that I need to believe in Jesus?
因为凭你自己没有办法解决罪的问题啊。
Because if we depend on ourselves, we don't have a way to deal with sin.
你捐再多的钱给慈善，也不会解决你的罪啊。
No matter how many good deeds we do, nor how much money we donate, we cannot solve the problem of our own sin.
就好像一个富翁。
For example, a
rich man. 他犯了很多罪，要被法庭制裁，要定罪
了。This rich man has done much wrong, and now he's in court, and he's about to be judged.
他可以说，法官没有问题，你要多少钱，我捐出来。
He can tell the judge, this is not a problem because I will give you all the money that you.
只要你放我走，只要你判我无罪，我多少钱捐出来。
As long as you absolve what I've done that's wrong, then I can donate all the money that you would like.
法官可以放他走吗？
Can the judge do this? Can the judge let him go?
如果那个法官放他走，他就是一个罪犯，法官就变成罪犯，因为他是贪污腐败了。
If the judge lets him go, then this judge himself will become a sinner.
因为没有钱，没有功德，好事可以把我们的罪拿走。
Because no amount of good deeds nor no amount of money will be able to take away our sin.
但是只有一样东西可以把我们的罪拿走。
There's only one thing that can take away our sin.
就是没有罪的他的生命替我们代替我们受刑罚。
That is the person who is free from sin, who is sinless, that has borne our sin for us in the judgment of our sin.
这就是他儿子啊，神的儿子耶稣基督的血能够洗净我们一切的罪啊。
Only his son, Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ can purify us from all our sin.
所以为什么我们要去接受主耶稣宝血的洗礼？
That is why is it then that we need to receive baptism from Jesus' blood?
是洗去我们的罪，不是做一个形式而已。
It's not merely an action that we have to do.
但是问题是什么？
What's the problem?
洗了礼之后，我们还天天的犯罪。
The problem is that even after baptism, we continue to sin every day.
你每犯一次罪，又离神远一点。
Every time we sin, then we depart from God a little bit more.
每犯一次罪，再远一点。
And every time we sin again, then we depart from God a little bit more.
你这个累积起来，就跟神越来越远。
Therefore, the distance between us and God becomes further and further.
就好像那个 WiFi 一样啊，你靠近那个源头，你就很强。越来越远呢，就开始不强了。到某一个地方，收不到讯号。
For example, with regards to Wi-Fi, the closer we are to the source, then we have a very strong signal. But eventually, if we go too far, then there is no signal at all.
或者是一个很大的墙壁，有一个水泥墙挡住，那个过不去。
Or if there's a very thick concrete wall that blocks the signal, then it will not get past it.
怎么拆掉这个墙？
How is it that we can take down this wall?
怎么重新跟神建立团契？
How can we reestablish this fellowship with God?
让神就是感觉到，你就每天感觉到神的同在与恩惠。
How is it that we can feel His grace and His abidance every day?
这是第九节。
This is verse 9.
我们看一起读第九节。
Let us read it together.
第九节，我们从第八节开始看。
From verse 8.
一二三。我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里呢。啊，第一种人就是消极的去面对。
The first type of person is the one that does not want to face the problem of sin at all.
我没有问题的。
They think that there's no problem with them.
我很圣洁。
We are very holy.
我是老信徒。
I am an old member.
我早就已经信主了，我很好的。
I believe since I was very young, so everything I do is fine.
你们都要改，我不需要改。
You all need to change, but I don't need to change.
啊，有问题都是你们的问题。
The problem lies with you.
你们，就算我的问题，也是你害我变成的问题。
And even my problem is because you have harmed me, and that's why I have my problems.
我在神面前也没有什么好认罪的，要么都不关我的事。
I have no sins to confess in front of God because sin has nothing to do with me.
啊，这种人听，这种论调听起来还蛮普遍的哈。
This is probably a very common concept that we have today.
有一种人永远会把自己的不幸归咎于别人。
There are some people who always push their problems or their unbelief onto others.
啊，会 blame 别人。
They will blame others.
哎呀，工作不顺利，都是老板不好，都是同事不好。
If there are problems at their work, then they will blame their boss or their coworkers.
婚姻不愉快，都是配偶不好。
And if they do not have joy in their marriage, then they will also blame their partners.
啊，跟教会弟兄姊妹相处不好，都是别人对他不好。
If they have poor interactions with people at church, then they will blame other people.
都是永远都是别人不好。
Because it's always other people's fault.
他完全没有罪的，他完全是完美的。
This person is blameless and he has no sin at all.
大家一听就知道了，不可能了，人怎么可能是完美？
But when others hear this, they feel that this is impossible because no one is blameless and perfect.
所以无论是我们跟神之间，或是我们跟人之间。
Whether it is with God or among men.
第八节说，如果我们常常说我自己没罪。
If we always say that we're without sin.
你就是骗自己了。
Then we deceive ourselves.
骗自己。
We deceive ourselves.
人最可悲的就是不单只骗别人，是骗自己。
The most pitiful thing is for a person not only to deceive others, but to deceive themselves.
骗别人是骗子。
If we deceive others, then we are a deceiver.
骗自己是笨蛋。
But if we deceive ourselves, then we're just stupid.
你骗自己做什么？
Why do we deceive ourselves?
但是有时候我们就不愿意面对自己的问题。
But at times, we just don't want to face our own problems.
我没有问题，我不去看它，我不去想它，就没有问题。
If I don't look at my problem, I don't think about it, then I have no problems.
我在神，我跟神之间很好的。
I have a very good relationship with God.
还装出一个表面的这个样子。
And I have this very good image about me.
大卫在他犯了罪之后，
After David had sinned,
有一段很长的时间就是这样。
He was like this for a very long period of time.
我们大概知道大卫犯了什么罪，是很严重的罪。
We know what sins that David committed, and they are very grave sins.
就是他抢了别人的太太。
He took someone's wife.
跟乌利亚的妻子伯示巴犯了奸淫。
And he committed adultery with Uzziah's wife.Bathsheba.
但是犯了罪之后呢，他没有去面对他。
After he committed the sin, he did not face it.
想尽办法怎么让乌利亚不知道这个事情。
He tried to find a way so that Uriah would not remember the situation.
巴示巴怀孕了，这个事情很快就会曝光了。
Bathsheba was pregnant, and this was about to become very clear.
怎么办呢？怎么办呢
？What can I do? What can I do?
他不是对付这个罪，他只是隐瞒他。
He did not want to face the sin. He wanted to cover it.
赶快叫乌利亚从战场上回来。
He wanted to call Uriah back from the battlefield.
他还希望乌利亚回家跟伯示巴睡觉。
He wanted Uriah to come back, from the battles to sleep with Bathsheba.
如果他们睡觉了，有怀孕了，就可以赖给就是乌利亚，那是他丈夫的。
Because if they slept together and Bathsheba became pregnant, then this would be due to Uriah.
但是你越要掩盖罪，神就越让你掩盖不住。
However, the more that we want to cover up our sins, the more that God will not allow this.
神就让那个乌利亚不回家睡觉，打死都不回家。
So God didn't made it so that Uriah did not want to come home.
那这招就行不通了。
So then this would not work.
那伯示巴的肚子一天一天大了。
Bathsheba's
伯示巴
abdomen became bigger and bigger.
好了，怎么处理这个问题
？How could he solve this problem?
要尽快。解决啊
！He must solve this problem.
他要选择用黑暗的方法去解决。
He wanted to use methods of darkness to cover up this problem.
那要杀掉乌利亚。
He wanted to kill Uriah.
把他丢到战场上面最危险的地方。
He wanted to put him in the most dangerous part of the battle.
利用敌人的刀跟剑把他杀掉。
To use other people's swords and spears to kill this person.
你看，越掩盖罪就越多。
The more he wanted to cover the sin, the more he sinned.
一开始是犯了奸淫而已。
In the beginning, he committed adultery.
现在为了要掩盖奸淫，要犯杀人。
But because he wanted to cover up his adultery, he needed to commit murder.
好了，他死掉了。
Uriah died.
应该不会有人看到知道这个问题了。
No one should know about this problem.
但是你住在黑暗当中，不代表你可以永远躲在里面。
But just because you live in darkness doesn't mean that you can hide in darkness forever.
但是他在黑暗里面待很长的时间了。
However, David was in darkness for a very long period of time.
我们看撒母耳记下的第十一章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel verse, chapter 11.
撒母耳记下十一章。
2 Samuel chapter 11.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
一起读。乌利亚的妻听见丈夫乌利亚死了，就为他哀哭。二十七节。
27.
哀哭的日子过了，大卫差人将他接到宫里，他就做了大卫的妻，给大卫生了一个儿子。但大卫所行的这事，耶和华甚不喜悦。你看，你在黑暗当中，但是神早就看得很清楚。
Let's see. You are in darkness, but God has seen very clearly from the very beginning.
有时候我们以为啊，神不知鬼不觉。
Sometimes we feel that, oh, God does not know this thing that we've done.
哦，在黑暗当中，我自己看不到，别人也看不到。
I am in darkness. I cannot see this matter, and neither can others.
啊，你看乌利亚的妻为她丈夫哀哭了。
Uriah's wife mourned for him.
大卫肯定也是安慰她。
And perhaps David even, comforted her.
因为拔示巴不知道这个事情，他拔示巴不知道真正的原因，她丈夫是怎么死的。
Because Bathsheba did not know the reason why her husband had died.
整个过程当中，拔示巴不是主动的，他是被动，他是被这种有权有位的人放在这个环境里面。
It was Bathsheba was in this situation because she was put there by a person in authority of power and power.
现在她丈夫死了。
Now her husband had died.
啊，大卫当然是假慈悲了，演一出戏了。哎呀，没有关系，生命在神的手中。我们知道大卫一定是这样讲了。
And we know that likely David was comforting her, saying that, oh, this is just what had happened, and God has allowed for it to happen.
战争是残酷的，你老公、你先生已经很尽力了，为国家牺牲了他的生命啊。
And your husband had made a great sacrifice for his country.
你看，都是讲这些。
He's talked about these things.
他还在黑暗当中。
He's still in the darkness.
好了，那里面那个肚子。伯斯巴的肚子越来越大了，到最后生了孩子出来。
But Bathsheba's belly continued to get bigger and bigger, and she gave birth to a child.
我们可以讲，我们可以这样肯定了，她从犯罪到隐藏到被先知拿单曝光这个事情，整整有一年多的时间。
We can say that it's likely that a year's time passed between him sinning and between when until Nathan faced him.
那么孩子都生出来了。
Because the son was already born.
可以隐藏那么久。
He could hide this matter for such a long time.
但是你可以隐藏，人不知道。
Although you can hide it and men do not know the matter.
但是你瞒不过神。
But we cannot trick God.
也瞒不过魔鬼。
And we cannot trick Satan.
魔鬼就一直攻击，就用这个把柄来攻击。
Because Satan is often using these matters to make accusations.
神也不喜悦这个事。
And God is also displeased with this.
神给他一个最后的机会了。
God gave him one last chance.
差派先知拿单去责备他。
He sent Prophet Nathan to rebuke.
这个光要最后一次的出现。
This light is going to shine for one last time.
直接的责备他，就是你，你就是那个人。
He's going to be rebuked directly. You are the man.
大卫有最后的机会。
David has one last chance.
没有别的机会了。
He has no other chance.
如果这个时候他否认。
If at this chance he denies.
或者他把先知拿单杀了。
Or he kills Prophet Nathan.
那他自己也完了。
Then he will be finished himself.
但是他把握这个机会。
He took this opportunity.
其实他这一年当中很难过。
He had a very difficult one year.
因为他是一个有良心的人，他知道自己做了什么。
Because he has a heart of compassion and he has a conscience, he knows what he's done.
但是又不敢走出来，又不知道怎么走出来。
But he does not know how to make this thing clear.
就只一直就隐瞒。
So he's always just covering it up.
但是当拿单先知直接指责他的时候，
But when Nathan accused him directly,
我们看十二章十二节。
Let us read chapter 12, verse 12.
十二章十二节。
Chapter 12, verse 12.
一二三，你在暗中行这事，我却要在以色列众人面前日光之下报应你。十三节。
Verse 13.
大卫对拿单说：“ 我得罪耶和华了。这就是大卫只有这几个字。
These are the few words from David.
他没有挣扎。
He did not have a struggle.
没有理由。
He had no reasons.
没有为自己找借口。
He did not find excuses for himself.
他其实想了很久。
He just thought for a long time.
这次有人责备我，是神给我的机会了。
This time someone has rebuked me, and it's an opportunity from God.
我要抓住这个机会。
I must take hold of this opportunity.
我得罪神了。
I have sinned against the Lord.
但是没有别的，没有话了，就是这样。我得罪神。
There are no other words. I have sinned against God only.
其实神要听的就是这几个字。
In fact, this is what God wants to hear.
错了就错了。
When we are wrong, we are wrong.
得罪神就得罪神。
When we've sinned against God, we've sinned against God.
面对他吧。
We need to face it.
我们人有时候要诚实面对我们的过错。
Sometimes we need to be very truthful to face our wrongs.
我们还没有犯到大卫那么多大的罪。
We have not even reached David's point of sinning.
但是有时候我们没有勇气面对我们的小罪。
But sometimes we don't have the courage to face our small sins.
有时候给自己找很多借口。
Sometimes we have very many excuses.
所以我们都还在黑暗里面。
That is why we still are in darkness.
就像学习大卫说，我得罪神了，面对他嘛。
David said, I have sinned against God. We need to face our sins.
当我们愿意面对他的时候，
When we face our sins,
罪就没有办法再滋生，没有办法再长大了。
Then sin can no longer grow.
你看啊，这个罪好像癌细胞一直在长大。
Sin is like a cancer which continues to grow.
从一个不好的意念，这个邪念，这个淫念。
It comes from a thought.
到犯奸淫。
To adultery.
到犯杀人。
To murder.
不是长得很大了吗？
Has it not grown very big?
但是光如果进来，
But if the light comes in,
你让光进来，
And the light shines in,
我是个罪人，我得罪神了。
And we recognize that we're a sinner and that we have sinned against God.
赦免我。
God, may you forgive me.
马上神的赦免就来了。
Then God's forgiveness will immediately come.
你看第十三节最后一句话。
Verse 13, the last phrase.
拿单说，耶和华已经除掉你的罪。
Nathan replied, "The Lord has taken away your sin.
你必不至于死。
You are not going to die."
当然，大卫还是要面对犯罪的后果。
But of course, David has to face the consequence of his sin.
他家里要遇到很大的苦难。
His family will face great difficulty.
他抢别人的太太，别人要抢他的太太。
He has taken someone's wife, and other people will take his wives.
他的孩子要互相的残杀。
And his children will fight and kill each other.
刀剑永不离开他的家。
The sword and the spear will not leave his family.
但是至少他勇敢面对他的罪。
But at least he was courageous enough to face his sin.
他跟神之间的关系可以重建起来。
He could reestablish his relationship with God.
不用在那边演啊，遮遮掩掩的。
He no longer needs to act.
不用那么痛苦了。
He does not need to be in pain any longer.
这个就是一种关系的改变。
This is a change in his concept and his thinking.
我们不是完全人，一定有自己的软弱。
We are not perfect people. We will have our own sins.
怎么样重建我们跟神的关系？
How is it that we can reestablish our relationship with God?
对付心中隐藏的那一块黑暗的角落。
We must face the dark corner which is inside our heart.
看回来约翰一书第一章。
Let us turn back to 1 John chapter 1.
第九节，大声读啊。
Verse 9, let's read it aloud.
约翰一书一章第九节。
First John chapter 1, verse 9.
第二章，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义，与神相交。
To have fellowship with God.
勇敢面对自己的过错。
We must bravely face our wrongdoings.
神赦免我们。
God will forgive us.
能够重建与他的关系。
So that we can reestablish this relationship with him.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
364首。
364.